Welcome. This is Beyond Here Now. I'm your host, Antonio Lau, and this is the show that will take you a moment to wrap your heads around new thought, new thinking, new ideologies that you've been taught to think and to believe about yourself, the world around you, and your place in it. The topic today, we're going to cover the world's current situation and what you promised to do to make it better. Now, this is important when I say what you promise, because you see, everybody is expecting somebody else to come and tally-ho and do all the work for them. But you see, that's not what your soul promised. No, on a soul level, you asked to be born exactly at this time. You brought several spiritual tools and knowledge that you promised to utilize that would benefit generations to come. So there's no mistake about what's happening right now. We all knew. And if you'd watched and done your research, I've been trying to warn people about this for over, well, a few decades now. So you have to remember your place and what you promised. Now, it would be interesting if it was, you know, only affecting a certain area or location in the world. But how is it, think to yourself, how is it that it's affecting the entire world? How is it encompassing everywhere and everyone? That should make you really think, but deeply, not superficially. So it's important you understand, you ask, and we're gleeful about coming exactly at this time in the world with your purpose or mission. Yes, you're here to clean up your own garbage, your own life, your own self, your own karma, all that good stuff. But you promise to leave this world better than when you came. And it's in dire straits at this time. Edgar Cayce discusses this as the last great war between dark and light. Now, I know you're on the lighted path. No matter whether you remember consciously what you promised, it doesn't matter. Your soul promised a particular mission. You promised to get out of your own way with left brain, conscious mind, and listen to the downloaded information from the divine universe through your higher self and subconscious mind and take action. Yeah. Action, not sitting back and being a couch jockey, to take action in some way. And I don't mean you have to be on the streets beating everybody up, starting an excellent war with, gunpowder and such. I'm not talking about that. Where's your mind connected to your soul and your heart listening for the benefit with your compassion extended for your brothers and sisters across the world? It's not a small thing. It didn't go away after 2 weeks, did it? So this is important that you understand what you promised. Now, there are a few things that you didn't understand, perhaps, or didn't remember. So I'm going to try to remind you of some of those things. In that promise, you knew, as Cayce confirms, that it was never to have been top-down government control on the planet. Not ever. It was always the bottom-ups. So you were the ones you've been waiting for, as Gandhi stated. You are the ones. You. Yes, you personally. So this is extremely important for you to understand. What can you do? Yes, it's important that a lot of you are saying, I will not comply. And that's all you really have to do is say no. But you see, a lot of people were trained, manipulated into being compliant for various reasons. So I understand it's a tough situation for everybody. I understand there are people that are forced because they've been coerced to take the shots, that they literally would lose their jobs. Oh my goodness, what are they going to do for their families to take care of? That's where you come in with your brotherhood. You're supposed to take care of your neighbors, your brothers and sisters around the world, you. You're never, Cayce says, to let government control, not ever. And that's the key. So it's important that you understand this in this time period we're in. What can you do on a strong, conscious basis to raise a collective energy on the planet today? What can you do? You do understand the masking is to muzzle you from speaking. It's important you realize this. Why the 6 feet apart, social distancing, oxymoron? Why is that? The reason is because your collective divine energy is growing at this time, that Earth and the planets are going through its cosmic changes that you asked to be here for, raising your vibratory rate. And so when you're within 3 feet of anybody on either side of your auric field, they're inspired or it connects to theirs. So, oh, we have to keep that. Don't you understand that these people that obviously do not know better, that are behind all this, are making sure that you don't achieve that consciousness that we promised at this time, this evolutionary journey that we're facing. This is the time we promised that we would continue to connect to one another and make the difference. We don't have to have, like I said, a horrible war. We do have to become together and unite, to come together and unite with a like-minded intention. We are the ones, the bottom-ups, we promised. And thank you for being with us today. My guest with me is Lamont Daigle, or Lamont Daigle. And literally, he is going to be discussing what the line and what your purpose perhaps could be and what we're doing. Nice to see you with us today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. This is great.
So we talked about, you heard me say earlier, about the changes that are happening around the world. And I believe you came to a thought that it was you, not to have to wait for anybody, that had to do something. Is that correct?
Well, you know, thank you for asking that question, because there was a lot of interpersonal stuff that was going on in my life. And for probably 15 years before all of this started happening, I knew through my own personal struggles, through, you know, addiction issues, trying to figure out what a man is in the world, what my responsibilities are as a father, mm-hmm. as a son, mm-hmm. As a man in the world, that I wasn't showing up the right way. Mm-hmm. And I started asking questions as to how I could better show up. And that took me down a spiritual path. So not only did I start studying Dr. Hawkins and Paramahansa Yogananda and a lot of things that were starting to teach me about spirituality, mm-hmm. That I found not a lot of people knew about, quite frankly. So I knew I was on the right path, because I was always somebody who preferred the beating of my own drum. Okay. And so I knew certain key individuals of my life were changing their life based on some of the principles they were learning from Dr. Hawkins, Paramahansaji. And I thought to myself, how can I incorporate these into my life and help more men? Because I thought to myself, if I was having problems as a man in the world and how I showed up in this program of society that was telling me to not cry and not get angry, I figured out, well, then how am I supposed to show myself in the world? How am I supposed to be when I feel these things? Yes. Is it to take another drug or to have another drink or to do one of these things that were socially acceptable? Because it was funny, those things were acceptable, yet when I started talking about spirituality, that was not. Then I was the nut job, then I was the airy fairy guy. So I started going down this path of my own awareness and consciousness. And then, of course, last year, all of this started happening.
Yes.
And I had already gone through a divorce in 2009. I had incorporated my business, which I was planning to make into a business, but I was still trying to figure out how to make money from a spiritual side of things, because there's a lot of martyrdom going on in the spiritual field, which is, you're supposed to help and be of service. You're not supposed to charge for these things.
Exactly.
And I thought, hold on. And then I started doing investigations around the laws of attraction.
Yes.
And then I quickly understood that it wasn't just about the laws of attraction. It was about laws of allowing, which for myself, you know, feeling like I wasn't good enough made it really difficult for the laws of allowing to come in. So I went, oh, that's a big deal. And then I started understanding the laws of deliberate creation. Mm-hmm. What am I doing exactly? So the universe was basically saying to me, well, you have to be more crystal clear around why you're here.
Yes.
So Mentra World Service Corporation in 2012, this was supposed to help the men of the world get to a better place. Mm-hmm. So that's 2012. Well, as we all know, the world gets you busy. And all of a sudden, this pandemic comes down. The lockdowns start. The ostracization of family started to happen. The businesses started getting locked down. The medical professionals are starting to tell things that aren't
Divide and conquer, is that?
Absolutely. No real data, no real information. And, you know, one day we're under lockdown, one day we're not. One day we see the politicians with masks on, the next day we don't. Next day they're social distancing, the next day they're not. There was so much confusion going on at the beginning of all this. So probably 3 weeks into what they were purported to be a lockdown in Toronto, Ontario, the call came out for leaders of these rallies that were starting in downtown Toronto. So I wanted answers. I knew that nobody else was stepping up. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, there's really no other chance. This is what I was built for.
Yes.
This is what I was trained for. And I felt like this was my time to stand up and truly feel what it was to be Canadian. Because at this point, I didn't really feel this at an international level yet.
Yes.
We hadn't received any real data on what was going on around the world yet.
No one.
You know, we didn't know what was going on. So really, we were just showing up on the streets of Toronto, ready to face whatever came. And everything did come. You know, there was BLM, Antifa, there was...
But people don't know, they've been coming to every protest since the 60s.
Absolutely.
So they were different names, but they were paid, bussed in to cause, like I said, confrontation during those protests.
Always saboteurs.
Always.
Always insurgents to take down a movement.
Correct.
You know, this happened with Martin Luther King.
Correct.
This happened with Malcolm X. This happened with Gandhi. This happened with every possible human uprising where they could never let the humanity, like you said, the bottoms up,
right,
have control. And they always had to have the top position.
Mm-hmm.
I truly feel, and I knew that this was a spiritual war going in.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew this because personally, I was going through every possible spiritual war in my life during this time. And it kept begging me to say, are you really doing the right thing? Are you meant for this? And do you have what it takes to keep going no matter what?
Yes.
And I was constantly reminded of that. And I stood by it.
It's a way of tempering steel, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
you were tested and tested and you probably became stronger and stronger for it.
Absolutely. There's a lot of things people ask me for to do today. And, you know, they're scared or are unsure of paths to take during this movement, which we call the freedom movement here in Canada. And I just remind them, just have your mission. Look as to what your reasoning behind what you're doing is. And as long as it's for the people, you can't fail. And as long as you do that, then you put your toe in the water, you take a step on the street, and you will be okay. The right people will come and give you the assistance you need.
Always. It's what we call divine timing.
Mm-hmm.
There are no mistakes. There's no chance, no accidents on the planet. People have that hard pressed to realize that because they're liking to control. Like, unfortunately, the controllers of the world for quite some time have been doing. Well, we can feel that control is riffling. Their plan is not going quite as smoothly as they wish because more of us are becoming more consciously aware, those that choose. Now, I want people to understand we respect those that have made that other choice. Those are your loved ones or friends, coworkers, people you admire. You have to respect their choices. You wish yours to be respected.
Mm-hmm.
But you stay strong in not be coerced, bullied, trapped into making those sort of decisions. People must understand if they're taking away your livelihood but you have children, something is wrong with the mandates. And people don't realize that mandates are not laws. That's why they're called man, with a date that they put it into place. The point is, they're not law or legal. So if it feels uncomfortable, and you feel uncomfortable with somebody that may be pro the shots, what you want to try to do is to back up, make sure you're protected, and make your own decisions. This is about your life, no one else's. So in essence, we'll be able to help those because they're going to need it. And they no longer, after the first shot, have no longer a working or viable immune system, but they're not aware of that. Slowly but surely, they're made aware. It was just in the news the other day that apparently in Israel, in UK, in the US, 95% of those in hospitals today are the double vaxxed.
Yeah.
Because you and I have working immune systems.
Yes.
So in this whole focus, and I love how you came full circuit from from being tempered in your life to be able to stand strong when the world faces this kind of garbage.
Right.
And it is garbage, by the way. They didn't care about your livelihoods, your businesses, your money, your children, not any of that. Because unfortunately, they have a displaced sense of arrogance. Mm-hmm. And they, as I've said before, they prefer to us or refer to us for many years. They used to say useless containers. Now they say useless food eaters. We are determined that way. And people find it strange. Oh, that's just a...
And we can't forget the Goyim.
Oh, my goodness.
The Goyim.
Yes, the Goyim.
Yes, the weaker ones.
Literally, what happens is that what they wanted to get rid of first. And their actual words are the stupid first. So we apologize for those friends or family that didn't know the difference and made this choice for superficial reasons of wanting to travel or wanting to be able to go to a concert that they enjoy or whatever. It was easier than arguing with the boss. You need to smile. You don't have to argue. Stand up and say no. No, thank you. With a smile. But they knew that the normal consciousness was probably not going to do that. And so what I like is you came across with a group that has made their, carved their, you know, line in the sand, so to speak.
Well, yeah, you could definitely call it that, because when we stepped forth on Queen's Park, you know, we really didn't know what we were doing, mm-hmm. quite frankly. And, you know, groups started appearing, leaders started appearing. And what we devised and realized was that these groups needed protection. We were leaderless when we started. I'm now the president of the company that, you know, we're a not-for-profit civil rights association, because we wanted to say in the business description what we were there for. And we really didn't incorporate ourselves as a not-for-profit because we were thinking of business. We were simply doing it for protection because we have been through every possible hate media piece. From the government side to fringe media to, quite frankly, MSM media, mainstream media, to attack us at a character level.
You've been maligned terribly.
Absolutely. Every possible thing they could pull from my past, which it wasn't a whole lot. It was just that they really played on the tendrils of people who have no real time to do their own research. Right. And so we saw a lot of our people who, you know, we've been there in the streets for since the beginning. We've gone to the wall for it because, honestly, you know, I still don't have a relationship with my daughter after a year and a half almost because of this going on. It's not because I did anything wrong. It's just that I was the person that the media painted as a dangerous person because I'm standing up asking questions. Correct. And it's because I won't acquiesce. David Icke brought me to that Correct. Word. I don't acquiesce to anything in the world that doesn't align with my higher spirit that creation, God, the universe gave me as a person, take me away from the mission that I have here today.
Your discernment was in place.
I knew instantly something was wrong.
Yes.
And I knew that as long as I stood for the people, that I would be protected forever. I knew this, right? Mm-hmm. And I was okay if I wasn't protected, as long as I had a good reason for going down, right?
This is the point. Most people, unfortunately, if you look at your lives, honestly, you've been living for yourself, your family, and that's about it. But we are your brothers and sisters around the world. And this is what it calls for us to come together and recognize and respect our brothers and sisters around the world, literally, and watch out, take care of them. You see, people, they say, well, let's pray. Yes, that's good. You're supposed to pray, then meditate. That means prayer is when you beg God or thank God for something. But meditation is when you listen to that divine input. Normally, most people don't have time for that.
Right.
They shower, they get dressed, but they don't have time for that. But when you listen to what the divine is offering you and then act on what you've heard, take the right action. No action is just complying or acquiescing to what they're doing.
Yeah.
So we can look, oh, isn't that terrible that's happening way over there in the other part of the world? That's just horrible. Mm-hmm. That's not what we mean. Because what's happening now around the world is activated to happen to you. So we hear and talk about what's happening in Australia, other parts of the world, Western Africa. We hear it all over the place. In smaller countries, I notice with smaller populations, they're even harder in the areas of Sri Lanka or even England with only 60 million people, Canada, I can say with 37 million, Australia has some 20-some million. So all those areas are being hit. The USA has 330 million people, and they want them in what they call lockstep to continue doing what they want. 330 million is a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of minds and souls around the world, not just those countries, but the entire world we're all affected by. But I want to share what was really happened. You see, souls asked to come at this time because they were prepared to this last great war, for this last great war. So it doesn't mean fight, annihilate. We don't need nuclear weapons. Your consciousness combined with somebody else to say, no, we don't comply. We have a fine way of doing so. Hermann Göring knew in the 40s during World War II, he said, yes, let them protest. Let them blow off some steam. We continue our plans anyway. But people don't recognize that. And I love seeing the viability of everybody coming up and saying no, but our own individual selves and then our leaders above us, then our militia, our policemen, all the politicians, if they don't, because remember, all the politicians, unfortunately, in the world, and this is unknown or small known news, almost all of them, I would say 98% of them, are bought and paid for. And this has been for decades. And they talk about all the election fraud. Well, if you look on Amazon, you'll see 40 pages of election fraud books for decades that have been happening, not just in the US, not just in Great Britain, all over the entire world. It's controlled and manipulated. And they put the people in the position of power that they choose that will do what they say. All those politicians are just front men or, how can I say, puppets. That they say to do what they want when they want to. Those that aren't puppets, you'll notice in the US, there's only one term for that president. He's out by the next term. If they continue to comply and work with that the group and still try to do their own thing, they get a couple of terms. One term, you're out. JFK, out. You know, that kind of thing. So it's important for people to understand you have to pull down the veil, which is being torn down right now, so you can see the truth of what we've been trying to share with you. So you can take an active listen and then take an action that doesn't allow your neighbor to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's so funny when I see the mask when you go in and little plexiglass, I'm thinking, aren't we breathing the same air? And it never dawns on anybody to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
The same air is in that building. Why is it that if you go to a church that you can catch COVID, but if you go to Costco or Walmart, you can't catch it? Isn't that amazing?
No problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, science somehow took a sleeper on that.
That's correct.
You know, but like I said before, this agenda has been going on for so long.
Correct.
And I'm a food and wellness kind of guy, you know,
right.
and I've been into understanding what the health companies and governments have done for quite some time. And it's been cross-cultural, multi-generation abuse to keep people sick and stupid.
Correct.
Through the food, the water, the things sprayed in the air, the clothes that you wear, the poisons in the paints, you name it, to keep us disconnected from our higher source.
Right.
Because, you know, back in the old days, we used to be able to, you know, divine someone's aura. There's still people like chiropractors and certain people that see auras and be able to feel certain things that most of us don't feel because we're
suppressed.
That we've been so suppressed. We've been suppressed from our spiritual power.
Right. And that was perfect, or they thought it was perfect to cut that off. But it took them a slow plan to do so.
Yes.
People don't even know they have a spiritual side. Spiritual, what's that?
Right.
You know, but if you listen to them, they're left brain dominant. They've lost the connection to God Creator.
Mm-hmm.
We have not. And that was their mistake. Okay.
Well, you see, they come from force and we come from power.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dr. David R. Hawkins wrote a beautiful book called Power Versus Force.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he explains it is this, that when you see the seed of a tree, there's power in there. Because as long as you give it water and sunlight, that tree will become, that seed will become a huge tree. You take a look at, you know, an armed force, for example, that needs fuel, it needs resources, it needs people, it needs force to keep going. As long as you don't keep feeding it that, it dies and it withers because it's not a natural phenomenon. It's not a natural force.
Right.
When you're dealing with the light and you're dealing with higher reasoning and vibration for the people, speaking almost like Jesus Christ did, you know, 2,000 years ago, is that it's do unto others as you would have done unto you. And then you have karma. You have the people that believe in karma. So it's always about these little lessons that keep telling you that if you just turn the mirror from yourself to the other people and you help them get to a better place, no matter what, because we are a family, no matter what our birth certificates say.
That's right.
Even if you don't believe in a birth certificate, you're still with one family versus another. But we are a human family.
That's correct.
We are.
There's one race on the planet, it's human. We have one soul that lives forever, and we get these cute bodies, genders, nationalities. It's not about, remember on this show, it's not about a belief or a theory or an opinion. Anything you hear me say or espouse is actual fact for you to utilize. You have free will to apply the information or not always. Mm-hmm. The point is you need to open up at this time. This is your time to blossom. What did you promise to do during this period of time? Yeah, it's easy for us to hide about the turmoil. But the turmoil, if you allow that, if you continue to allow it, they will knock on your door and drag you out, as you see happening in several spots around the world. I like the fact that you had the courage and backbone and to say, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right. And then take an action and find like-minded individuals that have the same feeling.
Well, there were a lot of little grandmothers and women that came up to me at the beginning of this movement to ask me where the men were. Mm-hmm. And I said to them, well, you know what? A lot of the men that I've worked with and followed for a long time and worked with aren't with me here today. I said, but by you being here to give support to the men and women that are leading this charge right now, we can help bring in other people, and we will. And over time, men that I knew from my organization did in fact come to me and start growing this. And this gets me to where I am today, which is we became bigger and more important than the Canadian government wanted us to be at the very beginning, because the Line Canada was truly the only grassroots movement during this whole thing. And this is not to disparage the other groups that, you know, started with us, but they were simply groups. They were just people that were either against masks or they were against distancing or they were against 5G or flat earth theories or whatever was going on. That wasn't the point. We knew that the big idea was ending the oppression, ending the lockdown, bring the businesses back to where they were supposed to be. And ultimately it was pro-choice. It wasn't about anti-anything. We didn't like the fact that a lot of our people were getting angry at people in the streets about what they were doing and what they were doing outside of themselves. We were always about stop getting mad at people. The people are not the ones you need to target. We need to show our dissatisfaction with the way the politicians are dealing with this. And we want to do it in a way where people in the streets can feel for what we're going through, that we're there for them. I constantly kept, where I'm the first one that brought the marches into the streets of Toronto. Yes. And my chants were, especially when we got to certain intersections, we're like, hello, everyone. And we're here to remind you that we're here every week. We've been doing this for a year and a half now.
Yes.
And every Saturday we're over here. And if you just come to listen to why we're doing this, ultimately you will see. Yes. That the people are here for you, and we're here to tell you what's going on, folks. It's not about the masks, not about the vaccinations. It's about you coming together with the people that are here fighting against the system that is obviously not telling you the truth right now.
Someone mentioned, I was at a group of ambassadors who said, no, they're anti-tyranny. Mm-hmm. And they went, and that made them think. And I will share, I've been asked for over a year and a half to get talks or lectures or interviews about the topic, but I had to have facts to present to them. And so I will share what I let them know. First of all, on the plan that has been basically, this plan was signed on in 1992, my apologies, by 179 countries to adhere to this plan we see in place today at Davos, okay, in 1979. Sorry, 1992, 179 countries, my apologies. They signed to do it exactly what's happened. A couple of them are now backtracking. You see it's costly, it's ineffective, and they don't want to be involved. They don't like the kickbacks, the playbacks. We see school boards being shown that they tracked that they're getting $5 million for making sure they are compliant to the school board rules. We see them being called on the mat all over the world right now. Even though we have like a change in government in New York, they changed out one governor, how can I say it, and got another one that is in their pocket. And what I mean by that is all that we hear is hearsay by our world leaders. And this is because the top down is controlling them. That's the key. So their job there, their plan was, A, to get rid of all small businesses, A, because those are entrepreneurial thinkers that have the strength to get together, wipe them out, They're non-essential businesses, close them down, they'll have to close. And so they can't even think to themselves to get back on because they have no money to move. And then the next step was to stop, and their plan is to continue to raise the prices in housing so that no young, like I said, young people coming out of college or university can afford a home. And literally, like I said, make sure that no one can afford, they keep raising the prices up so it's not affordable housing. And then their next step was to make sure all businesses, all of them, are government-owned businesses. The final step is no privately owned vehicles that they haven't implemented yet, because then everybody will be in a fray.
Too fast, too quick. We don't want to alert the people.
That's the bamboozler. So all this plan, remember when they lied and told you this? So I understand you think you're doing best when those that you know have taken the vax or whatever, please go online, do your research to try to offset some of the damage. But your body has changed for the rest of your entire life. Your genetic code has changed. This is not the body that God intended, so to speak, for humans to have. And they marginalize, oh, it's okay. Just take it. Just take it. It never was a vaccine. So I love that. First, they were knocking down the doctors and people that came out against this and attorneys. And now more and more of them, they keep coming. Thousands, by the tens of thousands, doctors saying, we're not going to take this. Mm-hmm. So I would like those nurses or people in jobs that they're doing that are going to lose a job because they're making this decision not to get the shot. I want them to realize that they need to go with others that are like-minded, form in a group and form their own wellness center, get together and form their own coalition of some sort where they can still do their work, still earn, still grow, still process, despite what the powers that want to be keep literally pushing. Because they'll keep pushing and they think you won't have the strength or courage. But I'm going to tell you, there are 7.8 billion of us. 7.8 billion. So we're power in numbers.
Yeah.
There's only 1 million of them. And you do know that it is true. Yes, the Georgia guidelines, if you look, it just sounds so sweet for them. But they mean that 500 million, and they've been on that for over 100 years. Yeah. Albert Pike started this in 1898. He thought there were too many people on the planet with 2.2 billion people at the time. Are you kidding? There's plenty of time. And I have people saying, you know, there are too many people on the planet. There are not. The way that the Industrial Revolution, thank you, the way the Industrial Revolution took off didn't care what it did to the resources. Yep. It did it the cheapest way for their greater profits instead of what was good for the land, for the ecology, for climate, for Mother Nature. They didn't care about that. They wanted to get the greatest amount of profit.
There's and more than enough land for
you.
Everyone. There's more than enough resources.
Thank you.
I think even within the first 2.5 to 3 months during this lockdown, we saw nature do incredible things that we said could never happen. You know, dolphins were you know, swimming in the
canals.
In the canals, and all of a sudden you started seeing incredible change. I saw in the summer, I remember lots of different times that I would look at the sky and go, I haven't seen a sky that blue since the 70s.
And growth where it hadn't been before. Mm-hmm. There is enough land in Alaska alone to house everybody, family of five, and have 5 acres around everybody in the world.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of that. So don't let them do that to you.
Canada is the most beautiful country in the world, in my opinion, because of course I'm Canadian. But I can reassure you that I am a Frenchman from the East Coast of Canada. I've been living in Toronto, which is English, for 23 years. And I'm very close with my Indigenous brothers and sisters. And we are on borrowed land, which will, in my opinion, if I have anything to do with the future, we'll come back to the Indigenous people and we will understand how to share it with the rest of the people and call it for what it is, stop the blame, and move together with the future of healing the trauma of the past.
Thank
that
you.
We're not the people.
That's right.
It wasn't the people that did this. It was us being, you know, coerced and kept into slavery, really.
So the compliance, what I like about Indigenous nations from North America and South America, all over,
yes.
What happens is we have to understand something happened. Every race has been in charge in the world at some point.
Yes.
And every one of them fell for their arrogance and their need for power and control and greed and dominance. They love, those were the one things that they love. The problem is each one of those societies have fallen. And this is the time of the fall the way it has been. So we rebuild the way it's supposed to have been intended in the first place. It's supposed to be brotherhood for mankind all over the world, compassion for others, and relief to all those around the world. And there's plenty of us to do it. So stop waiting for everybody else to do it. What happens is you promise to put that. So I know your children shouldn't be masked all during the day. I understand. But you know what? There's one teacher that didn't take the jab and needs a job. Every neighborhood needs to call her, hire her, so they can have in somebody's house a room for these kids to come in the area. That way you've got brilliant education, not contrived or suppressed education that you have been getting. You get quality education that hasn't been allowed to humankind. So we're not just talking here. This is after much research, much consideration, and consideration for humankind. So you can wait for somebody, but in the meantime, you allow all this to entrench itself, that all the negativity to come harder. Why do so? Smile, say no, no, thank you, and don't comply. So I want all those people that are out of work, form your own consortiums, form your own businesses, get together. We need to go. There are people that don't, well, because we now know that they can, literally, it is confirmed that it is bioweaponry that was created. So understand, it's important that you understand the intensity. They do not care. You were always lied to. How come these things were patented in 2019? How come literally all these plans were done so many decades before? So if you put yourself in the place of your great-great-grandchild coming up, would you want to leave this kind of world to them? Just because you're not here doesn't mean it doesn't matter. They're part of you. We're all a part of one another. So it's extremely essential, north, south, east, west, on the planet. How dare you let a million souls that are soulless, they've forgotten their alignment, control and dominate you? You stand up. Stand strong, get backbone. You don't have to fight, don't comply. Nobody comply.
That's it. It doesn't mean that you have to hit the streets, honestly.
Yes.
Only 25% of, not even 25%, maybe 10% of the people that stand up in this country actually hit the streets. There's people that are keyboard warriors. There's people that are helping to, like you said, you know, quiet, right. A quiet teacher, a quiet, yes, police officer, yes, quiet this or that, that are working behind the scenes. And the reason I'm saying this is because the reason the Line Canada started out leaderless was because we didn't want ourselves to get cut off, because right, they did come after me.
Right.
They did sue me. They did come after me in every way, shape, or form do their best to destroy my character. Right. But I had enough people that cared about me to remind me that I'm doing the right thing. And so what we decided to do was get off the streets, right, let the other rabble rousers have their fun casting, and let's try to create more of this thing called an underground, because this is where these movements have to go after they've been destroyed by being, right, too top heavy. And so what happened is we started taking the protests on the street to visit smaller centers that weren't getting the support from the big cities and the leaders. So we did that. We started helping the Line Youth League, which just got destroyed on Instagram. Thank you so much. And, you know, so we wanted to help the kids have an organization of children, because, you know, what do they want to talk to us for? They want to talk to the other kids who are going, yes, to do some stuff. Then we started working on food communities, so we could have food buyers initiatives where we could have health food stores and certain people get us good deals on food,
yes,
so that when they fabricate these food shortages, that we would have, you know, our geothermal, you know, greenhouses built. We're able to be off the grid. We're able to have communities where we no longer care what the rest of society is doing. We have a way of growing our own food, protecting our neighbors, and we're protecting ourselves, including the children. So we are working on some homeschooling alternatives, yes, so that those teachers that think they have no other recourse than stay in the system, they can actually leave the system, yes, contact us at the Line Canada or Antonia, right, and say, hey, I'm a teacher. Hey, I'm a military guy. Hey, I'm a homeowner, or I'm a carpenter. I'm someone who can help. We will put you into some of these groups that will be able to build the future for us. Exactly. And we are doing that now. And long story short here is that we're not happy with the way politics are running. And in the very near future, we may create what's called the National Line of Canada, where we are actually looking forward to a new way of helping or supporting this country, but not in a political sense.
Correct.
I would never become a political leader.
Correct.
But I would be a leader that is helping this country return to its grandeur in the world and being a beacon of hope as to how to, you know, have a beautiful country that actually helps people.
And I like the fact that you started off just with yourself and grassroots community. And so that's what everybody can do, basically.
Start somewhere.
Don't complain. Take some action.
Yeah.
Don't sit back on the sofa. Start to do deep research. You have to understand media is only owned. Actually, the six outlets of mainstream media is owned by the elite. They were smart. So as you know, they're going to say what the mandate or the narrative that they want you to believe, but it's not the truth. You were maligned in the mainstream media. What was the old movie Network with Sandra Bullock?
Right.
They maligned her. She didn't even, she saw something. They said she was some sort of person carrying guns and ammo and a terror, whatever it was. And all was untrue. So do you understand they create all this stuff because you tend to fall for what you see and hear on the news. I think it was Edward Burke, head of CAO, that said when all that we tell them on television that they believe is true and they believe the lie is, I'm sorry, all the truth that we, the lie that we tell them is the truth and the truth that is out there is the lie, then we've done our job in programming, television program. Now do you understand how it's been utilized?
It runs deep and, you know, I'm sure in another show someday, Antonia, you can even get into these federations of light and these other organizations that are policing what's happening in the world right now. And their mandate is this: you can do whatever you want to the people of the planet, but you must warn them first.
Correct.
And programming through the movies. Really, have we seen any movies that are talking about what's going on today?
Oh, like Black Goo, you mean? Yeah. So
Terminator, Kingsman.
Thank you.
You name it, all these movies, especially these zombie movies.
The Road.
Right.
All kinds of things. The Book of Eli. Do you understand? Now, I want to ask, actually let the audience know the reason why this is coming on them so strong and so quickly. I've talked about this for years as what I call the symphony of events. I have a free webinar that I offer. It's in bite-sized pieces, so you see it in order. But one of them is that we are, how can I say it, the qualities of life. Mother Earth has her natural cycle of great change. It's going to happen. It's just part of it. You can't meditate it away. This is how she grows. You don't want somebody to stop you and put your arm in a trap and stop you from growing. Mm-hmm. Don't stop Mother Earth from growing. Yep. She automatically does this. And so what happens is it is something that we've all, how can I say it, the Earth has seen many times before, scientists have confirmed. The second part, not only in her Mother Earth and her major Earth changes that are upon us, is literally that I've tried to let people know that the elite are trying to get rid of the population except for the 500 million. 100 million to serve of them and 400 million left to serve them around the world. They want no one, this is the case. In the United States, they want no one over 45. They only want 20 million left in the US and no one that is not Caucasian. And they've already picked or chosen who that's to be. So you understand this is part of their plan. That's just for the US, let alone the whole world. They all have all these orchestrated leaders. People don't understand that John D. Rockefeller Sr. out of the early 1900s created the CDC, created the FDA and the WHO. So you have to understand all that rich money planned for this down the line and they're pleased and smiling, but you're not going to let this happen because you're going to take action for your brothers and sisters.
You are.
So ultimately you understand they made this plan because Mother Earth is making her change very rapidly. We see the unrest in the Canary Islands. That is a very big indicator for the tectonic plate issues that are happening that make this great change. Edgar Cayce confirms that every 100 to 125,000 years, the Earth changes 360 degrees, but she does it in quarter terms. Mm-hmm. We are at the face of one of these turns right now. I was honored and thankful to be able to speak and to a group, Edgar Cayce organization, a winter retreat in Niagara Falls. And I had to update my records that I've been keeping since 1999. In 1999, I'd seen that the average earthquake volcano activity, actually volcanoes, there were only 20 to 25 active a year, never erupting more than one at a time. That was average for hundreds of years. And all of a sudden, as I started to do my continued research, it's jumped to 60 and then 90, then 120, and then 190 when I put up the website. So I had to backtrack and get my record straight last year, bring the graphics up to date. I found over 1,500 currently active volcanoes worldwide. That was 2020. Now, this year, there are over 1,900 currently active volcanoes worldwide. I found that USGS tends to kind of fudge their reports. So I found a little better accuracy on the EMSC, the European side, that you can go look at. And they have the list for 5 days. This was just a day ago. For one day, we had 5 pages of a list of 55 long, each list, of earthquakes right now. So Mother Earth, you see, while we're doing all this mess, so they've diverted and distracted your attention from all this. They're not telling you, but their bunkers are ready and prepared for 6 years for thousands of people. Food, water, everything they need. They don't want to let you know. They want you to get stuck in the fret. And so this is important to understand why this push now, because with the Canary Islands going off, their scientists that they pay that don't tell us, they know this is very rapid. Now, this is, again, not to cause fear. You must drop. Fear is false evidence appearing as real. Don't go there. What did your soul promise to do during this time? Because fear blocks your intuition. And you need that to know where to go, who to be around, where to stay. You got to open that intuition. Plus, the cosmic energies right now are opening you, whether you want it or not. Some people will still turn around what we call cognitive dissonance. Mm-hmm. And I've talked about this since the early 2000s. People just don't want to believe it. They want to go to work and go home, watch a movie, and do it all over again the next day. That's all they care about. And that's the problem.
Yep.
Your whole world is changing. And they say that, NASA, you know what I mean? They want you to know it really is, but they don't want to tell you how it's changing.
I want to reassure everyone that you and I are both resources here for the people that have any questions, that think this is absolute bamboozling and there's no way this could be happening. All I'm saying to people is this. If you do any research as to what I've done personally in my life to all of a sudden throw everything to the wind and sound like that crazy person, that the media and the other, you know, pulpits that were that puppets that are out there telling me that I'm on the right path and I'm just a cuckoo bird, is like, how can that happen all of a sudden with all the things that I've done? I used to be, you know, at the top of my industries and what I did, and all of a sudden I turned this way. And I'm just here to reassure people there is so much information out there for you to learn on what's going on, both sides, the positive side, the duality is there to bamboozle you on both sides towards one or another. What I'm saying is this: we've got so much great information from industry's real professionals, medical professionals that would have a personal conversation with you and to reassure you of what's going on, that the numbers that people are seeing in the media, on Facebook, onto all the mainstream media, is complete shadows and lies.
All contrived, all.
Absolutely, contrived. In every way. And, you know, everybody has seen the movies, though. This is the funny part. They've seen movies like Born Identity. They've seen all the movies where these people have complete control of your life and you don't think you're important enough. This is what I used to believe. Yes. I'm not important enough for them to take all those resources and do something like that to me, where they track me. They cut off my live videos. They come and visit me in the middle of the night. They send me messages. They have control of people after me. This has all happened to me. And all I'm doing is, you know, the leader of the evolution of the revolution for Canada. I'm just a guy. I'm just a man that is now causing people to think. And I am important for these things to happen. And they've done everything they can. But guess what? I'm still alive. My soul will never die.
That's right.
And I either do this in this lifetime or I'll come back. And they know that I'll haunt them for 7 generations, past and present, future, I mean. And I'll never stop until I finish my mission.
Tell them where they can reach you, please. Yeah.
Sure. So my first name is spelled L-A-M-O-N-T. So all you have to do is send me an email to lamont@thelinecanada.com. The website is thelinecanada.com. And if somebody wants to donate to us, they can also donate at donate@thelinecanada.com. And then we can have discussions as to what you want your money to do, because we do have accountants and certain people doing the books to show what we've been doing. Because honestly, for the first year, we put almost $100,000 of our own money into this through some of my partners that work tirelessly within the industry that are on the side of what's going on right now, saying this is not going to happen in this country. People that have moved from other countries, that have been from communist countries, that have seen regimes topple their people, have come here so that it wouldn't happen, and are like, this ain't happening here again. They're fighting tooth and nail.
They can see it and smell it. They've lived it. They've been through it. So don't discount their stories. They're trying to help you.
We're looking for leaders. In other words, I am the leader of what's going on. We need leaders, because the word manipulation comes into mind. Do you want to be manipulated by evil people? Or do you want to be manipulated, quite frankly, by people that care about you and have a community of people that are there to say, this is what we're doing. We're going to do it with you. It's completely open, just like a blockchain, right? And you have all the questions you want answered. Be part of what we're doing.
You're literally, you're putting yourself on the line.
Yes.
For the benefit of many other people. Yeah. So your discernment should know that this information is, he talked about your balance and my belief as well, mind, body, and soul.
Yes.
We have a commonality. I've known about the Kangen water, just for purity of water, literally water. He's drinking it here. But he has, I'm going to say, the organization himself regarding the same process.
13 years of Kangen water in my life. So I knew the truth around water. I knew the truth around what Health Canada has been doing to the people for almost 30 years because of my best friend, having worked in the industry. And every possible system that's keeping you down today has been firing this up for 100 years.
That's right. This is the problem, because I noticed that the rate of in Alberta, Saskatchewan, in Canada, they had a high rate of celiac disease. It was actually not created by the plant, the gluten intolerances.
No.
It was actually created from the glyphosate that Monsanto made and created to put on the wheat. It said it was to keep it from rotting when they stacked it. No, it causes cancer. And all these foods, you know, like I said, you have to watch. You're just going to start to have to grow your own organics and get together as a community, as a group, to grow real food with real seeds, the indigenous seeds that have held on for generations to come. That's body. And then spiritually, you got it. I didn't say religiously. I said spiritually. It's not anything about Saturday and Sunday. It's about your own personal connection to the divine universe. It's nobody's business. I connect. But you need to build a connection. Casey says, if you can only meditate for 10 or 15 minutes a day, is better than not at all. He says, heck, 1 minute a day of meditation is better than not at all. You've got to plug back into the divine. Mm-hmm. Remember, I mentioned I was looking at Bill Gates earlier in early 2020 when this started to come into existence. And remember, I was telling people about this for over a decade. And so what I did was I ended up looking and finding a video that I think was Time Magazine. They said, Mr. Gates, what do you think about the human soul? And Bill Gates answered, well, I haven't seen any proof that there is such a thing.
You need proof to know that there's a human soul after thousands of years.
Yeah. So that's how far they've literally been lost. People didn't know that his father started Planned Parenthood in the U.S. and his aunt started the push for the birth control pill. Again, they are trying to annihilate. Bill Gates and his Melinda Gates Foundation has been sued all over the world now because they brought the HPV vaccine and several vaccines that caused severe issues for life to whole populations, and didn't care. They really weren't concerned because this was their eugenics mandate. So please understand, this is not a game. Conspiracy theory, the word was coined by the CIA in 1961 because one man found out that they were going to assassinate the then president, John F. Kennedy, and he started to tell people. Well, they didn't want the people to believe that he knew their plans, and he did. So they said, oh, you know, he's a Looney Tune, he's a vegetable, he's, you know, wearing a tinfoil hat, so that he could be discounted. And what happened in 1963? That beloved president, he was beloved worldwide, was assassinated in front of the population. So what you have to understand is this fight of good and evil is real, but you promise to ride with the lighted path to achieve this change. Casey says, we promise in our own history in the world three times to spiritualize the planet. Spiritualize does not mean religion. To spiritualize the planet, have a common connection with all sentient beings, all plants, all earth, all and everything, and all one of us. We promise this, and we failed three times through Earth Cataclysm before, 50,000 years ago, 24,000 years ago, and 10,700 years ago. We failed. I felt so embarrassed because we promised God, Creator, that we would do this. He saw for the future that this time we do it. He tried to prepare us with his work, literally, with his legacy of over 10,000 topics, not just one or two, 14,000 accurately documented readings is the most documented psychic, the most accurate. I couldn't believe all my work metaphysically, spiritually, and studies before. He fills in the gaps, corrects the proper dates, puts in everything, goes into such minutiae of detail that it's amazing. So he could see moving forward, we would actually make this happen. So you can contact Milan, and you're also able to visit my website for more information on these changes, as well as you can do in your spiritual focus in life as well, at antonialau.org, antonialau.org. For contact for either one of us, you're welcome to do so. But as my guest today, this is the time of the show that I'd like to give you my gift as a professional psychic for over 40 years now.
Are you sure not only am I ready to hear this,
yes,
but are you sure the people are ready to hear what you have to say?
I hope.
Okay.
And free will to resonate or not. The reason why I do this is
I'm going to pull you closer to me.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, there we go.
But what ends up happening is while I do this, I actually see and hear the person's guide slash guardian angel. I use tarot, astrology, numerology, palmistry, graphology only as a third point of reference because I am the biggest skeptic myself in the entire world. But I like proof from the divine universe. This began to happen before it was trendy. I literally see and hear. They're going to show me the answer that he asked and all about how it affects his life. And he has free will to apply the information or not always. Your question for me today is? I'll help you phrase it if you need. Career, life itself, your mission, whatever you'd like. They'll tell you the answer and all about it.
Well, I'm pretty sure I know what I'm meant for at this time,
okay,
in Canadian history, but what are we meant for and how much effect can that
have? Okay, that's a little general, so I want you to be very specific. Will we be successful in what we're creating, or will we be successful in toppling the top-down control?
That would be a good one.
Okay. Will we be successful in being
in this lifetime,
the bottom up?
Yeah.
In this lifetime. Okay. I want you to concentrate, but you're not asking me because we're just human. You're asking your own way with love and respect to the divine universe, God, right, creator. You want to concentrate, take a deep breath, let it come out slowly. In your heart, feel your heart chakra connect to the divine in your own way, with love and respect always. As I shuffle, as a third point of confirmation only. Think of the question that you just asked to the divine, non-verbally in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Will we be successful in any the top-down control in this lifetime? And please say stop, Lamont, whenever your heart says stop.
Stop.
1 second, please. Give me a moment. I'm going to lay them out as a third point of confirmation. I wasn't kidding about hearing and seeing the person's guide. I just like that third point to come in as well. Now, literally, a real reading is 1 hour long. I can't do that for you here. But this mini reading will give you some insight. And I'm not kidding. Oh, this is amazing. Out of 78 cards. Good to see. The answer is yes. I never know what they're going to say, so I'm always kind of shocked. But it shows me not only is the answer yes, in your lifetime, in our lifetime, we will see this changeover, which I knew. It shows me there's a gentleman. They sit on your right-hand side. He could be Earth sign, strong in his birth chart, sun and moon rising in Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, sun, moon, rising. He's working hard on his business. It hasn't come to fruition where he'd like it to be. He knows he's been successful, but he wants greater successes in his life. It shows me he's working well with you. Your attitude or approach is you are trying to balance mind, body, and soul and raise to your highest level where you're utilizing your gifts, talents, and abilities in the highest way in this as possible. It shows me, believe it or not, you're opening, how can I say it, to an opportunity for more income, more opportunity to make this happen from the divine universe. So brand new concepts, new ideas, new connections are happening. It shows me on the path where you're headed, you're saying, okay, and this literally is showing, I'll show the audience here, the toes deck. This is literally showing here the yin and the yang sign. Can you see that? So literally that fight of the dark and the light, literally. And it shows, it's not tomorrow. We're not going to do this and achieve it in 1 week. But it shows me, you know, down the line is what you're looking for. Now, God and the divine universe's influence on this question that you ask is here. And it shows me that there is a gentleman that is a spiritually connected gentleman who's Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio. His sun or his moon or his rising is very prominent. He's in very good aspect to you, will be very helpful in making this come together. It shows me on the path where you're headed. You're trying to figure out, should you get deeper involved in relationship opportunity or keep where you are, status quo, or pull back? All those things are regarding this too, mind, body, and soul connecting here. But it shows me the outcome is not only is it a yes, It shows me you achieve your success level that you wanted to, but you also will end up meeting or connected to someone that is very powerful. They said, I heard their words, beneficial as well. He's highly respected in his field, doctor, lawyer, and attorney, somebody we respect, highly educated, but in a very good aspect to you and very good on your side. On the pathway headed though, the answer to your question you asked, will we see in this lifetime the top-down control taken down and the bottom-ups win? The answer is a definite yes. Don't screw this up for us. So it shows.
I can't do it alone. So that's the beauty part of this.
Right? That's exactly. We all work together for this end. And this is not a game. This is not a joke. You have a purpose or a mission. It wasn't just to watch Netflix, so to speak. So you understand, move, do something that you can each and every day to connect yourself to the divine universe in your own way, in the highest way. Open to what is true out there. You can use more discernment, be more discerning before you believe anything off of mainstream media from this point forward. Let it entertain you, but no, it's a joke. Please. I know
it's
everybody.
A show.
It's a show.
That's all it is, right? The spiritual people regard the mind is about stillness and your body is about movement. The mind is what, maybe 1/20th the size of your body? Move this thing somewhere towards what you want. And think about what it is that your mission is. And as long as you do that, and you know how to ask the question to a power outside of you and just ask for that clarity when you're in your stillness, you'll get that question.
And if you want confirmation, they can always call and ask for a personal reading as well. But it's important. You can reach me at info@antonialau.org. info@antonialau.org. And Lamont@thelioncanada.com. We want to thank you for being with us today. It was fantastic to meet you.
And I have a feeling we're going to do this again.
I think so. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much for being here with us. Please remember, we care about you. Your world is our world. Let's do this. Wishing the audience all the best.
Thank you.